Restoring My Soul, Thursday, the 18th of April. An admonition. Speaking about the beginning of birth pains and then the time of the end, Jesus said, "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness or iniquity will abound, the love of many will grow cold." This great falling away is just before us. We are witnessing the beginnings of this decline as false doctrines promoting the acceptability of the flesh proliferate in the broader church community, and the congregations of traditional denominations are diminishing. There are reports of many church leaders succumbing to corruption, battling addictions and depression, or departing the ministry altogether. In short, within churches across the world, many are choosing sin and iniquity over and against the eternal priesthood of Christ, who has established the pathway of their salvation. Because they are choosing their own projections and expression, they have no access to the offering of Christ. He does not know them. As Jesus himself said, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Even now, they are coming to his mercy seat in presumption, failing to recognize that this throne of grace is also his judgment seat, for he is Melchizedek, the king priest upon his throne. We must all heed the admonition of the Spirit in this season. He is beseeching us, saying, "Do not choose sin and iniquity." If we continue in rebellion to choose our own way, we will go into blackness forever, being deceived, thinking that our darkness is light. Jesus said that this was great darkness indeed. We must receive and walk in the light of the Word as it is ministered to us by Christ's messengers. Likewise, those who are called to be messengers of Christ must proclaim the Word by the Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 24 verses 11 to 12, Matthew chapter 7 verses 22 to 23, Job chapter 36 verse 21, Matthew chapter 6 verse 23, and 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. For further study, Matthew chapter 24.